Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP, 5 minutes every day walking through the Word, specifically walking through the book of Acts. We've spent the last week or so in Acts 26:6 dealing with some of those promises. I'm going to move on. There are many, many more in the Old Testament that you can investigate. Promises in which Paul says, the hope of the promise made by God to our fathers. Paul believed that he was being judged wrongly based upon information that he thought his Jewish brothers should have been embracing, that we've been looking for a Messiah. We've been looking at all of these Old Testament, he wouldn't have called it Old Testament, but all of these scriptural promises. And here Paul's saying, I found them. It's the equivalent of if you and a group of friends had been looking for something for a long, long time, and you found it, or you believed you found it, but none of your friends felt like that was it, and they thought you'd lost your mind and went off the deep end, but you are convinced, I found what we've been looking for. And that's Paul, and he sees that his brethren have turned on him. And so we now transition to the 7th verse. Remember, it's Paul in front of Agrippa, and he says, to this promise, our 12 tribes, earnestly serving God night and day, hope to attain. For this hope's sake, King Agrippa, I am accused by the Jews. Why should it be thought incredible by you that God raises the dead? Indeed, I myself thought I must do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Of course, we know Paul's reference here, and he's going to recount his conversion in a moment, for at least the third time of the book of Acts. But he says, I thought it was that I needed to do things against the name of Jesus. Why would you think you need to do things against the name of Jesus? Because they looked at Jesus, I'm talking about in Paul's early formulation while he's still persecuting the church, they looked at Jesus as blasphemy against God. If Jesus is necessary, but he's not military, then that means he's necessary for spiritual reasons. And if he's necessary for spiritual reasons, that means there's a fault in the priesthood, the temple, the sacrificial system. Basically, there's a fault with the entire Mosaic economy if there's a need for Jesus. It's why Paul would say in 1 Corinthians 1, that Christ has become for you a stumbling block. What does that mean? Why is he a stumbling block? Because his very presence, the very necessity of having a Jesus, if he is not going to draw sword and conquer Rome, then his necessity must be on spiritual terms. That means the law is not enough. I stumble at this need for Jesus. This would have been the Jewish mindset. The Greek, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 1, just thought Jesus was foolishness. They would respond with, why would the death of a carpenter from Nazareth be anything for me? And of course, that was the great challenge of the early church in presenting Christ. So Paul says, I had to do many things contrary to this Jesus. This I also did, verse 10, in Jerusalem. And many of the saints I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests, and when they were put to death, I cast my vote against them, and I punished them often in every synagogue and compelled them to blaspheme. And being exceedingly enraged against them, I persecuted them even to foreign cities. Now, Paul will now go into the recounting of his conversion. We'll go into it with him in the middle of the 26th chapter, and we'll do that tomorrow. Grace to you.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.